This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism at Birmingham City University. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about content strategy, and in particular, three aspects of content strategy. Firstly, why content strategy has become a key skill in journalism. Secondly, the elements that a basic content strategy include for questions to ask. And thirdly, how to apply that content strategy to your own journalism, choosing the format, the medium, and the platform. So firstly, why do we need to be talking about content strategy? Well, as journalism has moved from a single medium like print or broadcast to what is now multi-platform publishing, journalists have become more like publishers. Previously, it was the publisher that decided what the medium was and when something was going to be published. Now, as journalists, we need to decide whether we tell a story using text or video or audio or a live blog, a map, all kinds of different options. Likewise, we might have to choose when we publish. We might need to choose where we publish, which social media platform, whether to put it on the website, whether to hold it back for print or broadcast, for example. This proliferation of new formats, these new options that are open to journalists, means we need to decide quickly when we are presented with a story or when we're deciding to pursue a story. How are we going to tell that story best? How is the best way to engage with our audience? What medium and where and when is the best time and place to publish it? So the elements of a content strategy involve asking the five W's and a H that you'll be familiar with from writing stories themselves. So those questions involve who is your audience, where and when do they consume media? Why do they consume media? Are they looking for information? Are they looking for entertainment? Are they looking for something useful? Are they looking for something that they can use socially? Are they using it professionally or are they using it personally? And another why question is why you want to reach that audience. This might be an organisational objective, so it might be that they want to reach them for the biggest number of people to sell advertising. It might be more targeted. It might be about public service. So if you can find about who your audience is, where and when they consume media, you can start to meet those objectives. Now, where people consume media has obviously changed enormously, even in the last 5 years. Historically, people have consumed more broadcast and print, and more recently, they are now consuming increasingly news using the internet and increasingly on mobile. Mobile first strategies have become the norm right across the news media. But where on mobile might they be? It might be a particular social network, it might be on your website. The timing is important. People might be consuming it on their way to work, on their way back from work, when they're relaxing at home in the evening, over a lunchtime break. Knowing those things really helps you have the biggest impact with your media. Now, you can find out who your audience is by looking at some of the analytics with your existing tools. So if you have a Facebook page for your journalism, for your news organisation, then that Facebook page should be able to give you demographics on users through the Insights panel. Likewise, there are tools like Tweriad, which will tell you when people who follow you on Twitter are actually using Twitter, so you can time that best. And there are other analytics tools for Twitter which will give you similar sorts of information about the makeup of your followers. You'll find examples in the slides on Moodle. In terms of your objectives, the why question, obviously there will be commercial objectives, and one useful mnemonic for these objectives is SCARF, and this is the objective that people stumble on your content, that they click on your content, they act on your content, so they might buy something or subscribe or make a comment or all sorts of different actions that publishers might want readers, users to do. And finally, you might want people to read your content fully, because engagement, how long people spend on a page, is often used as a metric in selling advertising. And ultimately, that's what all these objectives, these commercial objectives, come down to, is selling advertising. But it might also be selling subscriptions. It might be justifying the license fee. So be clear what your objectives are commercially. For you as an individual, though, you might have editorial objectives. In fact, you should have objectives as a journalist to increase the number of contacts that you have, broaden the range of contacts you have, improve your reputation with the audience and with potential contacts. And of course, you want to increase the chance that a contact is going to be get in touch and provide you with new information. And having those objectives in mind can help you decide what and when to publish. So that involves deciding how to reach your audience, what sort of content to publish, and where and when to publish it. Obviously, there are lots of formats that you have to choose from as a journalist. You can choose to do news stories. You can choose to do interviews. There's been a rise in formats like explainers and backgrounders and how-tos. People love to find out how to do something online, or they like to find out why something is the way it is. What's the background to that? There's curation, rounding up the best of information out there, listicles, lists of things, what you need to know about something. There's live coverage, there's data journalism, there's investigations. These are all different formats which all might meet different objectives in different ways. So think about how your strategy, how your objectives are going to be met by those different formats. Different times of the day are obviously effective with different audiences, but also different times of the week. You might think about publishing lighter content towards the end of a week as people are winding down, and more professional content towards the beginning of the week, more social content over the weekend. So that's taken us through the three aspects of content strategy that I wanted to cover. Just to sum up, firstly, a content strategy is useful because it helps you make quick decisions and the right decisions when you're faced with a lot of options as a journalist about how to tell a story. Secondly, in coming up with a content strategy, ask yourself who, where, when, and why your audience is trying to get content. And use the answers to those questions, as well as why you want to reach that audience. Use those answers to inform how you tell a story, what platform you tell it on, and when you decide to publish. On the slides on Moodle, you'll find notes for all this podcast, as well as some videos showing examples of different organisations and how they use content strategy. What you can do now is go and look at those slides, remind yourself of the key points from the podcast, and explore the videos. And then start to create a basic content strategy for an audience that interests you. That might be a local audience, or it might be an audience with a particular interest. Once you've identified that audience, decide what your objectives are, not just professionally, but editorially. Why are you hoping to reach that audience, particularly on this course? Because chances are that, as well as the usual objectives, you're looking to use this course to build your reputation, build your contacts. And so you need to be clear about those and think about stories that are going to help you meet those objectives. And then once you've created that basic content strategy, knowing who your audience is, where they are and when, and why they're online, start to come up with lots and lots of story ideas. Don't worry about the strategy to begin with, just come up with lots of ideas, the most varied ideas as well, so lots of different formats. And then once you've got lots of ideas down, start to look at those ideas in the light of your content strategy and think about which of the story ideas that meet your objectives and the objectives of the audience, and what's the best way to tell those stories for that audience.